From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. U.S. Intelligence Chief Mike McConnell was back on Capitol Hill today. He's been there 3 days in a row, trying to persuade Congress to rewrite the law governing electronic surveillance. That's the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, or FISA. McConnell says lawmakers need to move now before they leave this weekend for a month-long recess. Meanwhile, there are new questions about the secret surveillance efforts that are supposed to be governed by FISA. Here's NPR's Mary Louise Kelly.
As far as the Bush administration is concerned, updating FISA is not something that can wait.
This is a top priority. It is urgent.
White House spokesman Tony Snow, and here's his boss.
Congress needs to act immediately to pass this bill.
President Bush and the president's Republican allies in Congress appear to be on board. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell.
There is a great sense of urgency that this legislation be passed this week. Any further delay could conceivably endanger the homeland.
Here's why there's a sense of urgency. Intelligence Director Mike McConnell is warning that the current law causes U.S. intelligence to miss key phone and internet traffic.
We are significantly burdened in capturing overseas communications of foreign terrorists planning to conduct attacks inside the United States.
Even Democrats acknowledge McConnell's warning is a powerful one, especially given a new national intelligence estimate that judges Al-Qaeda has rebuilt and is busy plotting new attacks. And today, after months of deadlock, there were signs that a deal to update FISA may come together this week. Democrats do still have deep concerns about how much power the government should have to wiretap without a warrant obtained from the court that oversees FISA. But Democrats say they're willing to try to put in place at least a short-term fix. In a statement today, Senate Intelligence Committee Chair Jay Rockefeller writes, quote, "Given the continued threat environment and some recent technical developments, I have become convinced that we must take some immediate but interim step." Naturally, Democrats are backing a different interim proposal than the administration. But Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid says a compromise is in sight.
The only question is how much involvement the Attorney General will have in it as compared to the FISA court itself. Other than that, I think it's fairly well worked out.
But any question involving the Attorney General these days turns out to be no small question. Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez is under fire for what some lawmakers consider misleading testimony about, among other matters, the domestic surveillance program governed by FISA. Gonzalez and other senior officials have repeatedly described that program as a limited, narrowly focused effort. Here's President Bush speaking last year.
We're not mining or trolling through the personal lives of millions of innocent Americans.
But yesterday, Intelligence Chief McConnell made clear that the domestic wiretapping program is part of a much wider effort than has been publicly acknowledged. In a letter, McConnell wrote that after 9/11, President Bush authorized the National Security Agency to carry out a number of intelligence activities. The letter is an attempt to square discrepancies in Gonzalez's testimony. But on this front, Democrats aren't giving ground. Several are still calling for an investigation into whether the Attorney General was lying. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.